So, we are reaching episode 300. And this podcast has taken me down weird and wonderful alleyways. I think I spent episodes 100 to 200 mainly talking about my burglary, chasing my burglar down the street and my life flashing before my eyes. And then I think I've spent most of episodes 200 to 300 saying, I feel like I'm special and I might be God. Sorry about that. If you've been on this journey with me, thank you. And I'm wondering where it will go next. And I've talked about the well being dry. You've mined yourself for all your stories. So you have to talk about things you never talked about before. But that's not quite true, is it? Because there are some memories that you don't want to go near. There are some memories you don't mess with. You leave them in the box. And maybe that's for the best. I'm all for therapy, but you know how it is. Some people can ruminate on the bad times too much. And the problem with a podcast, it's like a song. It's like Adele's songs about the way she's feeling about various breakups and family situation. Time moves on. When you wrote that song, that's just how you were on the day. But if you've committed it to a recording, then people will get a sense that that's how you are now. You know, recording bad memories and bad things that happen to you may be therapeutic on the day. You record it, but over time, it's like your feet get stuck in the mud. I did a show a few years ago about an awful thing that happened in my life. I did it once, and I said to the guy helping me out, I said, I'm not ever doing that show ever again. And he said, why not? It was amazing, Nathan. It was the best show I've ever seen. It's the best thing I've ever seen. That's what he said, exactly what he said. Anyway, I said, no, I'm not doing that show ever again. I'm not messing with that memory. My feet aren't getting stuck in that mud. And since I ditched it, I saw. Doesn't mean it's not still there, but I don't need to celebrate it. I don't need that memory to weigh me down. The best way to deal with bad memories? Make better ones. With better people, people that are there for you 100%, you know. Treat memories like food. I'm sure you've had food poisoning. Mine was from clam chowder on the west coast of America. You know, I just don't go on about it all the time. I don't want to write a song. I definitely don't want to do a podcast about how clam chowder makes me feel sad. But it was bad. Fuck me. It was bad. You see? You see how I'm spiraling? I had clam chowder once driving down West Coast America, Route 101. Turning to Route 1, straight down the toilet for 3 days solid. Well, not solid. Why am I picturing this? Why? That's the point. Why am I picturing this instead of the countless beautiful meals I've had? Why am I doing a podcast? A show. Particularly a comedy show. About something awful that has happened to me. Newsflash. Awful things happen to everyone. It's life. And comedy is about escape. It's about talking about lies, but ultimately, it's about being uplifted. No one wants to hear about your lowest moments, Nathan. Crouching over a toilet in a Santa Fe motel. No one wants a song about your diarrhea. Particularly as nothing rhymes with diarrhea. Apart from gonorrhea. And that's an even worse memory. I'm going to leave the diary here. Closed. The page folded over. These are memories I just don't mess with. It's a memory I don't miss with the girl I was the best with, the one I was obsessed with. Girl, you just don't get it. I'd fall right back with one slip. Always leave me helpless. Don't hate me, I can't help it. Gotta leave it where we left it. You're a memory I don't mess with. A memory I don't mess with.